JulieLand.com. This is Richard Avery sitting in for the Miss Julie Ashton, who is out today, probably drunk and crazed and passed out somewhere. I'm sitting here with Sherry and Chris from Nerdcore.com.
Oh, totally Nerdcore.com.
Totally Nerdcore.
The company's called Nerdcore,
But it's Nerdcore.
Yes,
that's indeed. What it comes down to. So my first question is for a lot of people. I know what it is, but you explain. What is Nerdcore?
I would say it's erotica meant for the geek in all of us.
Wow. Okay. What about what if I don't have a geek?
And you have a geek in you, not physically, but
hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully not physically, but yeah, I think everybody's got the sort of nerdy side, and we try to cater to that. So last year we did a calendar that was based on retro video games and the kind of 8-bit systems that we all grew up playing. And this year we decided to kind of take it up a level with our calendar and do a comic book themed calendar. So it's a whole lot of nerdy subject matter that we're doing.
So getting a little ahead of here, but I want to ask you a question. So whose idea was it about Nerdcore? Who came up with the idea originally?
The co-founder, John, was actually looking at a skateboard calendar that I believe Larry Clark did.
Okay.
And it actually kind of got him thinking about sort of those, and I don't know why, is kind of a disconnect, but he was thinking about those old like hot rod calendars and tool catalogs that you see, you know, that with the kind of pinup style thing.
Like the hot chick with the holding a wrench.
Yeah, exactly. And he's like, why couldn't we do that but for nerds? And so he called me up and he's like, do you want in on this? I kind of had the pieces that he didn't have, and we just kind of like knocked it out.
So
we just both did our parts.
Complimented each other with each other's skills. Now, is he a nerd? Are you a nerd?
Oh, we're total nerds. We just bought like 2 arcade machines for our house, and we have all the systems. I work in the games industry and the movies industry, and he does all kinds of stuff. He's just all over the place. So, we're both bona fide nerds.
Cool. Very cool. And Sherry, how do you fit into this? Are you a nerd?
No. No, of course.
Are you too cool? Is that what you're saying?
You're the biggest
nerd I know.
I know. I can't deny that.
Okay. Jeez. Yeah. Sitting in front of the computer 24 hours a day.
Exactly. So I'm probably nerdier than any nerds you know.
Okay. Well, the main thing we brought up is that, Sherry, you shot last year's calendar for 2007.
Right.
You've just shot 2008 calendar for 2008. My question to you, Chris, first of all, is how did you find her?
She was freelancing for a website I worked on, and so I kind of just knew her from that. And I just kind of called her out of the blue one day, and I was like, listen, we're going to do this calendar, and you're an awesome photographer, and would you be down to shoot a bunch of naked girls with video game stuff? And she was down, so it was as simple as that, very easy.
And that's how it started for you.
Yep.
And what was your reaction when he's asking you to shoot girls with video game systems? Because a lot of things come to my mind when I think about that.
Well, at first I was kind of like, okay, how's this going to work? Yeah. You know, I thought we were going to shoot them on like plain backdrops, just holding systems. And I was like, yeah, I don't know if we're going to be able to do that. And then, you know, as we started actually putting together the shoot, everything kind of fell into place. And and it was a lot more, you know, it was more retro. I was thinking it was going to be more modern or something. Right. And so it actually was really awesome. We got this cool location with a bunch of like vintage gaming systems and different like things.
Right.
So it ended up being really cool.
The end result was amazing, I have to say. Best calendar I saw last year by far.
Awesome.
And so how many did you guys sell?
We sold enough to do it this year.
Yeah.
I think we sold probably in the end about 3,500 of them.
That's awesome.
And that was kind of all direct sales. So we didn't really do, we were selling them all off our website, and and it was John and myself actually packaging and shipping them.
So you're not only the creator, founder, you're the shipping department.
Yeah, and that royally sucked. So this year we moved my brother out from Wisconsin, and now we're making him do it. He lives Ryan Atwood style in the pool house, and we just kind of make him do the calendars.
Did you tell me that's what he was going to come out and do, or did you just say, hey, dude, you want to come out and meet some hot chicks, and then say, oh, by the way, you've got to do the shipping as well?
Yeah, no, he was fully aware of his of the pain that was going to set in when he arrived.
Brothers.
But he wanted to come out here anyway, but it just fortuitous for us that we don't have to sit through that ordeal again.
So 3,500, that's pretty good. I mean, my experience, I did a calendar back in 1988, and that's pretty good, especially like you say, word of mouth, little publicity and direct sales. That's pretty impressive.
We got a lot of help from people. Like I think people really kind of, once they started seeing the images, and like Sherry shot some really awesome stuff, and I think we got some really good models involved also. I think it just all kind of came together and resonated with the people that, you know, it was meant for. Yeah. So that's
Sherry, who are some of the girls you shot for that calendar?
For last year we shot Carly Montana, Carly Banks, Michelle Maylene, Sarah Blake, and Nikki Kane. That was it, right?
Yeah.
We shot five girls last year.
Wow.
Yeah, five girls in various. I mean, seriously, I think we knocked that calendar out in two days.
2 days.
2 days. Really. And I think we were shooting maybe 6 hours.
Yeah.
That's each of those days. So.
Yeah, well, it's not. I mean, you know, you can make it as complicated as you want, and it's not that complicated, so you just shoot it and move on.
Yeah, and the nice thing is that we didn't have to hop around to locations. There was one place where all these things existed, and then we just brought all our own systems, like brought our own Genesis and ColecoVision. And
but also, to me, it's like, doesn't it come down to the fact that, like, you knew what you wanted, and that saves everybody time. If you don't know what you want, you're going to sit there and spend half your time trying to figure it out. But you knew what direction you were going.
Yeah, yeah. And this year we thought we knew what we wanted, but it was so much harder.
Okay, let's talk about this year's calendar, which comes out when?
Well, it's up for pre-orders now, so you can go to the totallynerdcore.com site and get it. But it's definitely it's going to be physically out November 15th, and we'll do some we'll do some kind of event here in LA.
Yeah.
When that
nerds
comes
unite.
Out. Nerds
put like
of the world.
Like all the, like nerds and a bunch of hot chicks together.
What I think would be kind of cool is it wasn't my idea. It was John's idea. I got to say that. But like what John thought was going to be cool is if we have a on Comic Book Day, which is always Wednesday, have a girl working the register at a comic book shop, and then that leads into a party that evening, because that's when the nerds all go by, you know.
Really?
Not necessarily all nerds, but
so that's
they come out every day or every week on the same day.
I didn't know that. Like, yeah. So like on Tuesdays where new music comes out,
mm-hmm.
and movies come out on Tuesdays.
Yep.
Comics are Wednesday.
Yep.
Never knew that.
Yeah.
I used to be a comic book collector when I was a kid.
And then the holidays sometimes screw with that.
Yeah.
So like that throws the, you know,
you should just like take over a store, like get a bunch of these girls like to work the store for a day.
For sure.
And send all that, and every nerd in the world be there like, dude, I want to buy it. I already have this comic, but I want to buy it anyways again because I just want to go. Things like that.
Exactly.
So Sherry, who did you shoot this year?
Oh, this year we brought back Carly Montana and Carly Banks. And then all the rest of the girls were new, right? Mm-hmm. We used Justine Jolie.
AJ girl here at Jolie Land.
Yes, who was amazing.
The best.
We used Sarah Brinsfield. We used Jessica Kramer, who's Playboy, like cyber girl or something. Who else did we use? Zoe.
Britton.
Zoe Britton.
AJ girl from Jolie.
Who's also great. Well, Rachel.
Somebody. Rachel Biggs.
Who are we forgetting? I think.
Who are we forgetting?
Celeste Starr. Crystal Klein.
There you go.
Is that
Crystal
it?
Has such an awesome shot in the calendar. It was.
Oh really?
Yeah, we shot the shot of her in the calendar is her like after a long day of superheroing. She's like kind of taking off her costume. You're like, really? She's got a good shot.
After saving the world, it's like, I need a nice hot shower.
No, it was cool. It was like the first shot that we did this one day, and we kind of it was just like it was everything was perfect about that shot, and it, it came out looking really, really
Crystal's
good.
Crystal's amazing. All the girls you got are amazing, but Crystal, I have to say, you know, I'm favored towards Justine and Crystal and Zoe and Celeste, all good girls.
Yeah, and you know, all of them really fun to work with, which was really cool because, you know, that makes such a difference when somebody's really enthusiastic about the project at hand, and and you know, when they just come in with the attitude like, we're gonna get the shot no matter what. Like,
it doesn't it make a difference? Like, as a photographer, I always say, like, when somebody comes, the subject comes in, is like, I'll do whatever it takes to let's make a great image, and they got that like, let's go, and it just makes your life so much easier.
Well, plus this year was a lot better because we had already done the calendar last year, and so the girls are really excited to do it this year. The last year they were like, okay, I'm getting hired, and they just kind of came in and did their job. But this year, like, every girl was like, oh, this is so cool, I can't wait. And so it was like, actually, we were kind of like stoked that the girls wanted to do it so badly. Like, they were working their schedules out to try to get into the calendar.
Awesome.
Which was exciting. So
tell us about the theme of this year, which we kind of briefly touched
on. Oh, yeah. So it's kind of torn from the pages of comic books. So we tried to represent some of, you know, like the heroic and villainous aspects of comic books. And, you know, we definitely have superheroes and superpowers represented. And
are there,
you know,
villains in it?
Yeah, there's some villains. There's some villains. It's saucy like that. but, you know, I mean, I guess in some images you can't even really tell what they are. But
they're naked.
But they are
naked.
That's
all that really matters to me.
I mean, and that's evil, isn't it?
For some.
That's what some say. That's what the red states say, and I hope you're all listening.
Exactly.
And still loving this.
Yeah, exactly. If you're a Republican, you are evil.
Basically. Yeah. I'm not going there. But yeah, so it was fun. We got to play with kind of like, you know, iconic themes and stuff like that. I mean, we've got like a girl looking out over the city with a cape blowing in the wind, and that was an awesome shot to get. You want to talk about that?
Tell us about that. A little bit of work.
Well, I mean, are we talking about the poster? Or are we talking about?
No, we're talking about
the picture.
Actually, I mean, well, first of all, it was like on this rooftop in downtown. So we had to like scale this rickety ladder that was like ready to fall apart at any moment. And, you know, I'm thinking like, are we really going to have the model climb that ladder in like stiletto boots? So we get her up there and it's all like, you know, trial and error. Like, I'm trying to figure out how are we going to get the skyline, you know, and because it's nighttime and, you know, not to overpower it with the light and everything else. So we're standing there and like testing and it's freezing and the model's like, are we going to shoot? Are we going to shoot? And I'm like,
Are we there yet?
Yeah. I mean, it was just like that shot was like just took forever to get right. And when we finally got it, I mean, not the actual shot, when it was finally ready to go, like the lights were ready to go, it was like we just shot really fast and she was like freezing because she was sitting there on the roof the whole time while we were setting up. We finally got it done and like the wind wasn't blowing right and we're trying to get like the cars driving in so that we get, you know, the blurs, and so it was just like hectic. It was really crazy.
But see, that's like I always say, like when you have fun stuff, crazy shoots like that, that makes for better stories. Like if everything just ran smooth, you'd be going, yeah, and the shoots went, oh great. There's nothing.
Yeah,
you gotta have the highs. Yeah. Now I love the shot because I've looked at some of the shots there on the website. The shot of Justine is amazing with the fire and everything. Whose idea was that?
Yeah, you know what's funny is that we were we went in that day and we had the shots that we wanted. We have the shots we want in our mind, but then, you know, like other stuff kind of came about. We just started shooting with Justine and she's such a geek at heart that like, you know, honestly, she was suggesting things to us. And that was a shot that we had wanted to do from the very beginning. And then we were all like, there's no way we're getting the shot. There's no way. Yeah. And then when she showed up, we were like, you know, we got to try this shot because we wanted to do it. And so we lit the whole studio on fire and she just stood in the middle of it. That's how we got that shot.
That's amazing.
Yeah. I mean, it was a lot of gasoline.
Did she get burned at all?
No, not at all. We just covered her with like this gel. And
who rubbed that on?
She did that herself.
It's not what I heard.
we had some fluffers.
Well, because that's a pretty amazing shot, and
Yeah, and you know, honestly, I was joking about that. We have a really great designer who's you know, taking what Sherry's done and taking it to the next level. He's turned out some really amazing stuff as well.
That's awesome. So, no, the whole combination. And so, are you guys done with it? Is it to press yet?
It's not quite to press. We have a couple shots that we're finaling, and then also the other thing that's cool about the calendar, which we haven't even really talked about, is that there are nerdy dates in it. So, like, in addition to, you know,
naked girls, you know, yeah, like, who even cares about that part? It's the information we care about.
Yeah, but it's like, it's fun because, like, we've got the date that Marty went back to the future in the calendar, and on November 5th, it just says, remember. And, you know, so we're taking all these things from the...
What date did Marty go back to the future?
It's October sometime. I don't remember because I've been just looking at these dates like, and they've been blurring my mind altogether.
Do you sit there and like, go, oh, let's watch a movie and go, let's think of the date, think of an important date.
No, you know, like...
I'm trying to think of
it's like Judgment Day. Judgment Day is really important from Terminator series. And
what about the Independence Day?
Independence Day is already kind of Independence Day. But there's a...
Now you got me thinking, like, which other dates am I forgetting here?
You know, there's a day in there, and I don't want to give all these away, but there's a day in there from Clerks where Dante's not supposed to be at work. Yeah. And so it says, Dante's not even supposed to be at work today.
Oh, very
cool. You know, on the calendar. And then in addition to that, we have, like, you know, birthdays of famous comic you know, creators and video game guys. And then we have all movie releases that are known. All the like kind of geek movies. So Iron Man is on there and, you know, a bunch of other things that we know our audience is going to care about.
Iron Man looks really good.
Iron Man was so cool. I saw it at Comic-Con, the
trailer,
the 10-minute piece that they did. Oh. And they were only using practical effects in it, and it looked so hot.
I just saw the trailer and I was blown away. It better be good.
It's going to be good. There's no way.
It better be. Because like that, you know, it's like they keep taking these superheroes and, I hate to say it, I get kind of disappointed being a fan of the superhero thing, that I do get disappointed a little bit by some of them. Like, I wasn't a big fan of Fantastic Four, the first one or the second one. I mean, they're good, light entertainment, but I went dark and moody.
Yeah.
Like Batman, you know.
Well, I think the second one had Silver Surfer in it, so I cut it a lot more slack because I'm a huge Silver Surfer fan.
Me too.
And I was like... Yeah, as long as Silver Surfer is in it, that like raises the profile of the movie for me. And they did it okay, and it wasn't wonderful, but
yeah. I just like when they get like more. I think that was the beauty of the last Batman, was that it was kind of like this blend of realism and combination of like, this guy's a real person at heart, not just Michael Keaton.
Yeah. Anytime you can put it in that like real world setting, I think it's totally better.
Yeah, but you know it. There's gonna be, you know, when are they gonna do Submariner? There's so many characters they can keep going with. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, those movies have like Submariner's been rumored for years and years, and I don't think they're gonna do it anytime soon. But they're doing Ant-Man, so that's cool.
Are they really?
Yeah, Edgar Wright, who did Shaun of the Dead and Hot Fuzz, is doing Ant-Man.
Hot Fuzz is genius.
Yeah, so it should be good.
What about, you know, Captain America?
Captain America's being done.
We can get George Bush to play.
I want Josh Duhamel to play him. Like, I think
that would be good.
I think that'd be a good choice.
That would really be a good choice.
But now Captain America's dead, so what up?
Oh, that I'm not a big comic person, but yeah, I do remember. Why'd they kill him?
I don't know. Age. I mean, I think it's a money thing for one thing. Like, that's a big sort of like, I don't know.
You know, I don't look at a lot of new comic books. We're gonna go on a tangent here, side tangent here, but I gotta ask this question. I don't look at a lot of new comic books, and I actually have a friend's husband who's in the comic book business and stuff like that, and I had conversations with her, but are there new characters that are like as strong as that, like say just in the last 4 or 5 years that have kind of strung out, or is it still just these old originals?
I think it's a lot of the originals. I mean, a couple of years ago they tried to bring a dude out for Marvel called the Sentry, and he's kind of worked his way in and out of storylines, and but they almost like grandfathered him in. It seemed like they were trying to kind of like take him and put him like in the thick of the universe, like he'd always been there. And he kind of shows up in it now and then, like in New Avengers. Right. They reform the Avengers, and there've been a lot of really big events lately. So I kind of feel like, yeah, there are new iconic characters, and they're putting somebody else in Captain America's armor, and they gave him a gun. He's got this like half black suit, and it's like shiny armor, and now he has a shield and a gun, and they haven't revealed who the actual person inhabiting the suit will be, but I'm guessing it's Bucky the Winter Soldier.
Bucky, I remember Bucky. He was like, Bucky was his sidekick, right?
Yep. But now he's called the Winter Soldier, and I think he's going to take over, but I don't know. God. This is, how geeky is this conversation?
No, it's weird, because my older brother, this is one of those sad stories, my older brother collected comic books when, you know, he's 10 years older than me, so we won't go there about how old I am, but he had, like, collected comic books from day one, and, like, I think by the time I was in high school, he, like, had, you know, number one of everything and all the way up. Like, and this is what he was getting them when they first came out too. Right. So like, cause he's that old. So the sad part was, I think it was like about my junior, senior year, my dad cleaned out the garage and threw like 3 boxes of his comic books away.
Oh man.
Like literally it started a war in our house. It was bad. And then my dad ended up throwing away a bunch of my stuff as well that I was collecting that I wish I had to this day. And
I have a funny comic book story on those lines. I got the original Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles first printing, first edition, the Eastman Laird comic, the really dark black and white one.
Yeah.
And I got it at this little comic book store in my hometown, and it was super edgy because my parents were pretty conservative.
Right.
And this probably explains why I'm doing what I'm doing today.
Making porn.
Yeah, exactly. But it was super edgy for like what you would think it is. It's a, you know, thing about turtles essentially, but there's this like, you know, brutal violence in the beginning of it, so I didn't think my parents would be cool with it. They probably would have been fine if I just had it laying around, but I was in my room reading it one day and my dad came in and I took it and threw it under the bed like it was like a penthouse or something. And because I didn't want him to see me reading it and then like look over my shoulder or whatever, so they took it and like hid it from me. And I couldn't read it anymore. And then they eventually just got rid of it. And then the whole Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles thing blew up, and that issue like skyrocketed. It was like $1,300 at one point or something like that. And you know, that's a lot of money to a kid. And I was probably like in seventh or eighth grade when all that happened. And I still bring it up to this day. I'm like, boy, I really wish I had that TMNT number one first printing.
Yeah, I could pay rent this month.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Jeez, you know, just send a bill to your dad.
Exactly. Anytime I see, I was like, hey, I saw the TMNT movie this weekend. It was really good. Remember when you did that? Yeah.
Another guilt trip.
Yeah.
Another dumb question about comics, because something I have. I don't know. I don't have them all, but I have all the Johnny Quest comics, because I'm a huge Johnny Quest fan. And to this day, I still want them to make a live action movie of that. I've been saying that for 20 years.
They will. They're working their way through every license in history.
Yeah. I mean, I literally pitched it to Hanna-Barbera years ago. Like, nice. Do live action. Get Harrison Ford to play Ray Spann. Let's go. They're like, nah, we don't want to do that. But have you ever heard of Hard Boiled?
The John Woo movie?
No, comics called Hard Boiled, or like.
I haven't personally.
Have you ever heard of Fruitheads?
No.
Oh, gosh, I got to show you this. I think it's crazy. It's the craziest. They put out like 3 comics. It was the greatest thing out of Seattle. You know, one of those little publishing companies.
Right.
Years and like 12, 15 years ago.
Sweet.
It's really cool. The funniest stuff. You have to be stoned to kind of enjoy it, but it's really good. Now, let's get back to Sherry. Now, I want to talk about shooting this calendar. You shot it. You delivered it. Are you happy with the results?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. I mean, like, after like everything's done to it also, it's like amazing. I don't even want to take credit for shooting it after, you know, everything's been done. I'm like, oh yeah, I kind of shot it.
So this is all going to be sold at totallynerdcore.com. What else are you guys going to do? What's next besides calendar? You don't want to be a calendar company.
Well, we actually, yeah. I mean, we're not just a calendar company even now. Over this past summer, we sponsored, like a European tour for a bunch of, 8-bit musicians. So they basically make music with old like Nintendo consoles and old Commodore 64s and stuff like that. It's called Micro Music, and okay. Some of the bands are like Firestarter, 8-bit Weapon. There's a rap group called 8-bit that's kind of popular. They did a remix of Hell Yes on Beck's that like little EP that came out after Wero.
Yeah.
So these guys wanted to take a European tour, and we're like, yeah, you know, we're about that kind of stuff. So we made some, you know, tour posters and T-shirts and sponsored them. And then also coming up December 7th, we're co-sponsoring a screening of the video game movie The Wizard. Okay. Remember that old video game, the movie with Fred Savage, where he's playing an, like Nintendo professionally. So we're doing a screening with Ain't It Cool News, and it's going to be at the Alamo Draft House.
What was the movie that Tom Hanks did where he was, where he played a gaming thing, like on a TV movie he did, where it was like,
I don't even know.
Something, what is it, the dungeon one?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, what's that? What was
You've got me puzzled.
Yeah, what was
no, Dungeons and Dragons?
Yeah, he did a movie in Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh, Tom Hanks
did it. It like, was like weird.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's one of those. It was one of those TV movies that I'm sure he doesn't really talk about.
It was one of those where it was like Dungeons and Dragons is the devil.
Yeah, and he gets obsessed by it and he goes crazy.
That's what it does to you. That's what gaming does to you. Makes you obsessed. And
I play only one game. I have a PlayStation 2, but I only play pretty much one game. I play Call of Duty. That's all.
Nice. You should check out Guitar Hero. That's the good stuff.
No, since I can't play guitar, so it doesn't really matter.
Well, you don't have to. It's just buttons, you know.
That's even worse.
No, it's. I mean, I have it, and I'm awful at it, but.
Awfully good.
No. Chris knows. We played before. I'm awful.
All right. So let's wrap this up. So, Calendars comes out in November.
November 15th, that's the day we're shooting for.
Go to your local comic book store. Are you going to get in comic book stores?
Yeah, probably not your local comic book store, unless you live in L.A. Exactly. But, you know, we'll be some places. I think what might happen is, you know, we don't have, like, massive distribution. We've kind of, like, done most of this ourselves, promoting it and kind of selling it through the site. So, you know... perhaps we'll get distribution there. We don't really know, but you know, people can always check out the website. And you know what we've been finding is that comic book stores currently have it up as their calendar. You know, last year's.
Right.
So like, perhaps you know, people will reach out to us and be like, hey, we want to carry this.
That's good. And are you going to have a launch party? You think?
I think we're going to have more than one launch party here in LA, and we're going to try to spread the love around to a couple comic book shops and see how many girls we can get out there from who appear in the calendar. Yeah. Definitely want to get Justine involved if she's available. So
she,
because I mean, come on,
just
like
tell her, hey, Justine, we're having a party at a comic book shop. She'll show up.
Yeah, exactly. She's pretty gung ho.
You can tell, you know what you do is you tell her Harry Potter's going to be there. She'll be there. And if Buffy's gonna be there, she'll be in line.
I got Daniel and Sarah Michelle on my speed dial, so I'll just call them right up.
I'm telling you, Justine, I get mesmerized when she starts talking about Buffy, and it's just like, okay, Justine, it's not real, it's a TV show.
I get mesmerized when she starts talking about hentai, but maybe that's just me.
Exactly. Well, I want to thank you for joining us here at julieland.com. And this is Richard Avery saying goodbye to everybody. Thank you, Sharon. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you.
And we will talk to you guys soon. Bye.